I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 9th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that outside independent auditors have confirmed that he can use half of the federal grant money awarded to Quincy College to help purchase the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. Counselor at Large Ann Mahoney says the federal grants are not intended for the purchase of real property. She's urging people to report the issue to the Inspector General's office. Koch says he hopes to create a new home for the college at the Monroe Building location. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee will review Mayor Thomas Koch's plan to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations during a Finance Committee meeting on Monday at 5:30. The council has delayed acting on next year's proposed city budget until a decision is made on the pension bond. Also Monday, councilors will discuss a mayoral plan to use $9 million in community preservation funds to buy the Adams Academy and two adjacent properties on Adams Street for the creation of a presidential library. City Council will continue to meet remotely through the end of this legislative session. Manette Community Health Center of Quincy's recent June Bloom virtual fundraiser took in over $101,000. Manette says the funds will help them continue to provide COVID vaccination clinics and expand to a new location in Attleboro. Graduation ceremonies for North Quincy High School will be held Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The graduation was postponed from Tuesday night due to the threat of severe weather. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 9th.